happy holidays, everybody. We're here in the sack with Dr. Sarah Russo.
Merry Christmas.
I have my regular co-host. I think he's going to be a regular on the show, Jared.
Turns out that way.
Because Rosina, the beautiful Rosina, she's here tonight. We have a lot to talk about tonight, don't we, guys?
We were talking
about this a little bit earlier. I don't know if you're into sports, but Jared and I just need to touch on the subject of the Celtics trade.
Celtics.
Have you seen Rajon Rondo? How hot he is?
I mean, yes, obviously.
He's a gorgeous man.
I'm not trying to touch on that subject.
Yeah, no, but he's beautiful. Not only that, Danny Ainge just traded him.
That's not good for Boston.
The Celtics are bad enough as it is, and it just keeps getting worse by day. What do you think about that?
I think Rondo was the backbone of the team.
I think he was, too.
So now it's going to be chaos. But they say before great change, it's always chaos. So maybe something good will come of it, but it's going to suck for now.
If you're a season ticket holder like me and you're putting lots of money into the Celtics Foundation.
I'm not a season ticket holder.
And you do this to me, Danny Ainge, I'm not happy.
Come on, Danny.
I think Danny Ainge. Boston, Danny Ainge needs to go. Maybe we should trade him to the Mavericks. But anyway, we'll just call that what it is, you know. All right, so anyway, back to tonight's first topic. We're going to talk about the hookup culture in Boston, dating and everything else, and how it goes. And I find it to be, you're like, if you go on a date with me, they want to just hook up with me, and I'm over that. I'm over it.
So you think that's just Boston, really?
Well, no, I'm just talking about like me, Sarah, being in Boston. What do you think of this?
I think
the thing is about the hookup culture in Boston, it's that whatever you want, you can kind of get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you want to hook up, you could just go to the bar, pick up a hot guy or girl, because I'm bisexual, so clearly anything goes, right? So, I mean, you just go there, you say what you want, you can do it. It's not very conservative, it's liberal, whatever, you know, flows with it. I kind of like it.
Nice. I mean, don't get me wrong, I had to take a step back after the summer and be a little bit celibate because I was a little out of control this past summer.
Out of control.
I feel like
the Sack app's pretty filled.
The Sack app was inspired probably by its creator. So.
I got that.
Oh, you got it? Thank you, Jared. What do you think, Jared, since you're the 21-year-old?
I think there's a whole lot of options out here in Boston. Very good-looking females everywhere I go.
Have you been taking any ladies out on a date lately?
I've just been barely going out to the bar and starting to, like, talk with all these different girls. I got, like, options for the first time in my life. I'm from a little town, but not much.
He does have really nice abs, by the way.
Yeah, see, I'll use those to my advantage.
And he's going to be very handsome.
Yes, like, you know, I'm growing out my little 5 o'clock shadow.
Make
me older than I look. I'm, like, the youngest one in the industry that I've, like.
I think Jared's the one to watch, Boston.
Yes.
He's the one to watch.
Dial my digits. Can't tell you.
The first one to watch,
creepers out there. Keep it 100.
He's keeping it real.
As kids say these days.
Hey, it is what it is. If the guy has a nice body, the guy has a nice body. We kind of like it like that. You know, in Boston, one thing I will say, the guys have the most perfect hair.
Oh, they do
and
have
the most beautiful bodies. It's not even fair. I walk into a pool.
I can't talk about
even,
right now.
Not even
I think
necessary.
I think you're right. And right? I can't talk about what I'm talking about or whom I'm talking about right now. I think we'll bring him in a couple months, right, Dave?
Him?
Hey, oh, specimens are
my God.
Who's him?
We can't talk about him online.
But Dave knows?
Dave does know.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, yeah, I want to see a hot guy with a nice body. I mean, I'm not going to say no to that. That's for sure.
No. About Jared's height, how tall are you?
6 foot even, but maybe 6'1".
Okay.
I have a 6'4 wingspan. Well, that's like above average, like crazy basketball wingspan. They called me Rondo at a basketball
camp.
I'm
sorry.
Like
your parents missed out on this. You could have been like all jacked. You could have been like Zeller right now.
Cody Zeller?
Yeah. Tyler Zeller.
Cody's his brother, right? Yeah, I'm supposed to be on that court right now.
Yeah, at the UConn game, my alma mater.
Yeah, but shit happens for a reason. Stuff happens for a reason.
I'll
always ball. I'll always be a baller.
You know? He will be a baller.
You have to watch me play. I'm more exciting than every guy in his court.
I think it's going to be more exciting to watch Jared grow up in this industry.
I know,
what
right?
do you think?
Ooh,
I think
he's going to be a gorgeous boy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
He's going to get those
I'm in
braces
the right place.
Off.
The baby face
is going to get a little
very
bit more
soon.
Mature.
Like last adjustment right here.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I know.
But
so.
I'm spreading my wings. That's what this is.
So by far, we've figured out that Jared hasn't been on any dates.
Let me think. Not really dates, no. Not really dates.
Not any dates.
I think we have to
take him out. Oh. Have you been on any recent dates?
I went on a business trip.
No.
Whoopsie. With a anyway.
Don't worry, Jared. I'll hook you up.
I
think we'll take Jared out.
I
mean, we'll get him some ladies. We'll take him back upstairs to the Dirty Water party on the fourth floor.
It's okay. I can get him
some
girls.
That's where I'll be heading after this.
I mean, I'll get him some girls.
Speaking of that, we do have that option, slept with more than one person. Have you used the Stack app yet?
No, I have not used it as yet.
I think maybe you should fill that up soon.
Fill it up.
I mean, we're going right to the new year. You might as well just call it like a day.
Well, I mean.
New Year's. Oh, shit. Stop. I keep saying that. Stop.
Actually.
Edit this out.
I have an announcement.
Edit this out. It's not live.
Why is the intern swearing on the sack?
I don't know.
We haven't sworn.
No, I don't think so.
We know how to
keep
it real.
I got dirty mouth.
Dirty.
Just imagine.
Well.
Doesn't the app actually say if you like spanking
right.
and stuff? He might need some spanking.
He might. That is a new. That's one of the new options on the SAC app too, coming out after January.
Spanking is an option.
Spanking, bondage,
right.
That kind of stuff. Yep.
So
oh, look at look at our producer's face.
Jason whips excite me. Come on.
Too bad we don't got third camera. I'd shoot to that.
Right.
Yep. All right.
Oh, there's Rondo. Hey, there's your man.
I don't want to even talk about Rondo anymore. It's behind us right now here in Boston at the Greatest Bar.
What do you call it? Ghost of Christmas Past?
Danny Ainge on at the SAC app. The ghosts of the Celtics past are on there. We have Kendrick Perkins, your worst trade ever. He should have stayed with us.
Yeah, he's good at what he does.
All right. KG, passionate. That guy is the man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce is, that's the worst. You said Perkins, but Paul Pierce devastated the city.
They have not replaced a center on the Celtics since Perkins, and that is a lot of years. All right?
I miss
all
four
of them. We're talking a lot of years.
All four.
A lot of years, Danny Ainge. I am after you. I want you fired. I want you gone. Okay?
Well, tell me how you look.
I could run the Celtics.
Tweet this to him.
I will.
There you go.
I could run that office better than you right now. I'm not happy with you. So.
Yeah, right. Anyway, about the Celtics, we covered that base.
The backbone is Paul Pierce.
Was.
He'll come back.
You think so? To
Ray
retire.
Allen, UConn, I was your number one fan. I still hate you.
UConn just lost, by the way.
Well.
Anyway.
Must be because Ray Allen's
here.
Not on
Hey,
it.
Greatest
Dumb
Bar.
Man.
Here at the Greatest Bar.
Here at the Greatest
it's
Bar.
Jumping upstairs, third floor, second floor, first floor, all going crazy.
So going nuts.
Live shows here every Thursday now.
Is it Thursday?
Is
All right. We're going to head to commercial, and we're going to we have a couple pictures. I am in the 5,000 test challenge with Corey Fettman. Price. Online price dating? No. Blah, blah, blah. Here we go. All right. Time out. Boom. Bring
commercial.
The next people in.
Right here.
Is that what you wanted?
This is going worldwide. Dirty Water. The best. The best.
The Baseball Tavern in the shadows of Fenway Park is Boston's best sports bar.
Baseball Tavern's been here for 50 years. My dad started with my Uncle Lenny. I'm continuing the tradition.
With four floors of entertainment, the Baseball Tavern has it all.
Here at the Baseball Tavern, it's just everybody getting together, having a good time.
People from around the country say, we went to the Baseball Tavern. It's tremendous.
The roof deck overlooking Fenway will make you think you're in the bleachers.
This place is great.
I like the Baseball Tavern.
Stop by the Baseball Tavern on Boylston Street or visit thebaseballtavern.com today.
Hi, we're Bare Naked Ladies, and we loves us some Dirty Water TV.
I'm committed.
Boston Paintball has been committed since 1992, providing New England with an unrivaled paintball experience. With three locations, including New England's largest indoor facility in Chelsea, the newest multi-use playing center in Ashland, and the tournament-tested home in Maynard, Boston Paintball has your field of battle covered. Visit Committed Paintball, Boston Paintball's official online pro shop. Buy online now at committedpaintball.com. Get in the game at Boston Paintball because they're committed.
Hi, I'm Cam Neely from the Boston Bruins, and I love that Dirty Water TV.
Globe is the perfect destination for a quick lunch or a casual dinner and drinks with friends.
Everything rotates around Globe. All the hot women rotate around Globe, and all the best food and customers rotate around Globe, too.
Globe's newly renovated decor and outdoor patio overlooking historic Copley Square and Trinity Church provide a comfortable yet inexpensive neighborhood alternative.
It's just a relaxing atmosphere, good food, good price.
Come experience our new food and drink menu with our friends.
This is it, right here. This is it. This is going worldwide. Dirty Water. The best. The best.
The Baseball Tavern in the shadows of Fenway Park is Boston's best sports bar.
All right, we're back after our commercial. We're just running one about New Year's Eve. I'm going to be at the House of Blues this year on New Year's Eve. Isn't that exciting? I'm so excited. We're working with Chris Harris Productions, and he's letting us be there. And we're going to promote the SAC app because there's a lot of boys and maybe girls that want to get SAC that night. What do you guys think of New Year's Eve?
I'm going to be in Canada.
What are you going to do in Canada? Is there a lot of sacking going on there?
That's the motherland. You know, Tinder doesn't work up there. I need to be on Wi-Fi.
They don't have Tinder there?
Well, they have it, but like I have the U.S. Cell phone plan.
Oh.
So when I'm up there, I'm like I can't roam, you know? Like,
you know what they have up there? Ashley Madison.
Yeah, well, send me some emails tomorrow. So yeah.
Absolutely. Nolan and I are friends. I'm going to tell them that you're going up there and you need some access to the Ashley Madison girls.
I'm a Canuck.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why not?
Why not? You know?
It's the best time, actually.
Jimmy's actually joining us tonight because we were talking about STIs. STDs actually kind of passe now. It's called STIs, sexually transmitted infections, not diseases. They got rid of that. And I'm part of a big challenge coming up the new year. I'm working with Corey Fettman, One Condoms, Price State. We're challenging 5,000 people to go out and get tested. And we have this huge prize coming up. Like, if you know, it's a big drawing. We're doing a lot of selfies, actually. And if you hashtag wrap it, safer online dating, and stuff like that, we're going to really excited about that. Because actually, I'm finding out with the SAC app, and I want to bring the SAC to seniors down in Florida at the Villages. They have the highest incidence of STDs or STIs down in Florida.
Wait, seniors?
Seniors. They're taking their golf carts from like
so
house to house.
How old are they?
50 plus.
So they're not like shooting blanks? They're like still getting
No,
after.
Man. I mean, there's no, I mean, they're shooting blanks or whatnot. Nobody's getting knocked up, but they're getting a lot of chlamydia and genital warts and
Damn.
Stuff like that. I think they need the SAC app.
I think they do too.
Yeah.
I would
condoms,
download it.
Maybe.
I think they need to download it. I think my dad, Tom, needs to headline that because he's a senior.
Why not? Marketing.
Yeah, right. What do you think about that, though? I mean, like, have you been tested recently? You want to talk about your trip to Africa that you took, Mister?
I don't want to, but now that I'm on the spotlight, yeah, I was in Africa for a couple months. Up north, though, I mean, Africa, there's 50 countries. I was up in a couple countries on the north coast. yeah, I mean, I hooked up a little bit. I haven't been tested, but I should probably look up the HIV rate. I mean, I know it's a big deal in across Africa.
Yeah.
But they were with other Westerner, like Western girls.
Well, you probably were using One Condoms anyway, and the SAC app. So you're probably pretty.
That's a little bit.
Yeah, I mean.
You may want to get tested.
I have no comment. But
Rosina
when you're,
said you should
I mean, when you're in a third world country in your backpack, I was hitchhiking through Northern Africa, through the Muslim world. And when you have downtime at your hostel, like you're not bored, but like you've had like so many crazy experiences. You've hitchhiked.
You're hot and
bothered. You've gotten into cars with people who you don't know, and they hate Americans.
Jimmy's hot and bothered.
Yeah, like you need to have fun after you do that. Like your whole day, like you're so out of it, and like, damn, like I just went to a hostel with other like people from the Western world or Africans.
Until you join the 5,000 get tested.
Oh, I can win something. You said right?
Yeah, you can win something.
What is something?
It's actually a big prize, but I am not allowed to determine what that is until January. It's not coming out until January. So.
I think you should fight to put Planned Parenthood in Africa.
I think that would be an amazing thing, actually. Don't you think?
So why not?
Or bring the SAC app out there.
They need the SAC app. Actually, that would be a good charity for the SAC app to get noticed over there.
It's good. I mean, people are sexually active in Africa, man. I mean, not just myself and my experience.
Not just Jimmy.
No, but like I went to bars in the Muslim world, like in Northern Africa, and all it was were, like, white Western guys and, like, prostitutes. Like, from the, yeah, like, this, like not the SAC app.
That's not us.
The STD checks need to be happening there.
I think we should bring that. Actually, you and I should talk, actually, about that.
No, but my situation with prostitutes.
Not about you.
But
getting it over there. Because
you
do travel a lot.
I travel a ton. And, yeah, it's an opportunity.
Right. So,
cool.
Actually, I have my top five SAC questions. You guys ready to get in the SAC?
Sure, why not?
All right. Can't cheat, though. They're hot pink because, you know, February is coming. Or I ran out of orange ones for the SAC app. All right. I got a couple questions for you guys.
All right.
You ready? You excited?
Yes.
It's very exciting. True or false? We automatically perceive people who smell good as attractive. True or false? What do you say?
I would say yes. I don't want something that smells bad near me. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I think like when you smell their natural odor, that like that's like yo, I'm, that's the like the match that I need to make more Homo sapiens with to replace myself and continue this human race.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're going with false?
I'm going false.
What do you say? True?
I'm going to say true.
I'm going with true, too, and the answer's true.
Come on,
if you're smelling fabulous,
come on now.
You're a hottie, all right? If you have your natural bia, well, you do like to go to Africa.
Right, so he may like the dirtier shower, stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
To each his own.
To each his own. All right, wow.
Well then.
Who are most emotional after a breakup? Would you say men or the women? What do you think?
I don't know. My experience has been both of them.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I have had guys cry like little girls, so I am not really sure.
What do you think?
I think the men are more emotional because they get jealous.
You guys are right. The men are. Like, exactly like you said,
no,
in both
cry.
Ways.
They actually cry.
Because men, they kind of internalize it a little bit more, where, like, the girls, like, the SAC app, we talk about who we hook up with, although we also talk, don't you? Like, when you're really upset, you talk about it with your girl.
Talking with your girlfriends, but like guys, they get drunk and then they cry, and then you're like, "What are you supposed to do with
not
that?"
Not all guys cry, but we definitely do get jealous.
Guys do.
They get jealous.
It's funny.
I still get jealous. All right. What percentage of people have had sex at work? You guys ready to like weigh in on that?
In the office.
I think people hook up in the office all the time. I mean, that's what they do when they're bored.
I need to find a new job.
Maybe like 50%. I don't know.
Find me a job where? In an office? Like in a nice cube?
What industry leads this? Like,
I don't know.
Can we break it down by industry?
I would probably say the financial people.
I've done banking. I've done sales. And I, you know.
There's no hot, like.
I've done it once in an office, but not with an employee. Well, not like done it, like hooked up, like, you know. Not like fourth
this
base.
This guy's been around. Girl.
No. But I probably guess like I guess 25%.
What do you think?
Maybe like 50, because you know maybe you know they get bored and downtime.
As much as I love you, it's only 12.
Oh damn!
Isn't that crazy? I'm not saying I would, but I mean that would be a hot place to hook up, like in a nice cubicle.
Well, maybe they're
you
just
know?
Scared. I think. Yeah. You know, they get
maybe I just sound like a slut. Maybe that's why I created a slut.
Slut.
Well, I wouldn't say that. You know, just. Being aware of your sexuality All right. is not that.
Here we go. This is a good question for Jimmy, actually. If you have had a condom in your wallet, how long would it take? Like, say, if you took that condom out, it's been a while, whatever. How long do you think, like, how many months would it take for it to just randomly break open?
Honestly, I don't carry condoms in my wallet.
We obviously got that.
When I'm in the United States, there's, like, a 7-Eleven, like, every, like, there's, like, 5 square miles. So, if, like, it's really going to happen.
Or one of your besties uses a sack app and I give you one condom.
It honestly doesn't happen enough for me. Like, I don't chase too hard. And I'm too old for that, so.
All right, so
if it's going to happen, I'll sprint to a 7-Eleven.
All right, but yeah, but if it was in your wallet and it's been a while, 5 months, whatever, what do you think?
It depends on the environment because, you know, the weather, if it's
sweaty
hot,
ass,
yeah,
in
like
the pocket.
Humidity
no,
and stuff.
It's like sitting in the car and like getting like, dried out and yeah. stuff. I don't know.
Hey, where's the wallet? What's the wallet made out of? That's another huge
leather,
factor. Like, is it a leather wallet or is it like a Quicksilver?
Really
yeah,
right?
That's huge. That's so, like a real. Is it like a real a wallet or is it like a front pocket wallet? You know, like those leather like pin wallets.
Wow, I was getting all into technical.
Yeah,
well,
this is technical.
You
got to
think about that
because
it gets important. Because if it doesn't work, then you got to go with SAC apps like FTI
yeah.
check.
Yeah, I mean, like then you can see if you got pregnant. Oopsie. You know?
I'll guess 1 month.
Too,
1 month.
You know?
1 month. You're right.
Month.
Oh
yeah,
my
right.
God, that was great. 1 month. Not 1 month. So, fellas, if you're carrying something or ladies in your purse, it takes 1 month, and that little slippery slidey could break open.
Yikes. Not okay.
All right. Is sex, true or false, more effective than Valium, Ativan?
What do you mean? What?
Anxiety medication.
Anxiety medication?
Yeah. If you're on an anxiety medication, you have so much anxiety.
Is
true
it
or
sexual
false?
Or like in general?
Just in general, true or false. Is it 10 times more effective than Valium? Diazepam, that kind
yeah,
of thing.
I mean,
what's
on,
more effective than Valium?
Endorphins and all that stuff.
What
of
would
course,
be more effective
know,
than Valium? Sex?
Sex. 10 times.
I mean,
Honestly, for stress, I drink a couple beers, listen to Creed's Greatest Hits, and that does it. I mean, sex, it doesn't happen too frequently for me since I got old. So.
The answer is true.
True.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
So everybody in Boston, you better start having a lot more sex.
Lots more sex. You'll
and then you
life.
Detail it in the Sack app, available on iTunes and Google Play.
Right.
You know?
It's a good app.
Just in case you
app.
Had a kind of like
it's
a
sweet.
Oopsie.
Let's get school. And, so, yeah.
All right, what does it mean if a man's finger is longer than the index finger?
I've heard like a cult.
Ring finger is longer than the index
I've
finger.
I've heard.
Read between the lines. That's for you, Dad. Between the lines.
It's something to do with size, right?
No.
It's not?
No.
I have no idea.
Wait.
They have more testosterone. That's what you need to be hooking up with.
Oh, I see.
They can get at it. They can stack longer.
Well,
I didn't observe that, but I'm going to go
wait,
ahead.
I never have either. I learned this
wait,
today. So
what if
I
my index finger is way shorter than my middle finger?
So does it mean they're going to be more aggressive? I think so.
They're almost even, actually.
Let's see if his hands are like that. I don't know.
I'm lacking.
My middle finger is bigger than all the middle. So if I had, we have a lot of testosterone.
I think we do. Yeah. We have more than the guys, I think. Is what
you have more than me.
Yeah. You know?
It is what it is.
I'm cool with that. It's fine. Oh, whatever.
No. All right. My last question for you guys is, how many orgasms does a man need per week? Are you excited about these, Jimmy? Per week to stave off having prostate cancer. How many orgasms?
Per day?
Per week.
Well,
yikes.
When I was at a military college,
here we go.
I was. It's a different. I don't know what time like period you're talking about, because I went to one of six military academies in the U.S. And while I was there, it was a good number. Yeah, it was. We had a study hall from 7-Eleven every night. I think our internet shut down three times a week because the porn was just woo, woo, woo. Yeah, I don't know. Like,
what's your number
for a week? Orgasms, like probably like. Three a day? 21?
21?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I don't know if I'm the right person to talk about masturbation, but I think, like, you have to at least beat it off once per day, but then it's, like, once in the morning,
for guys.
Once in the night.
For guys. Not about us, Rosina.
No, for guys, you know.
For guys,
I mean,
yeah.
For me, that's not even talk about me. But, like, you know, for guys, maybe twice per day, so maybe, like, 14, 21, I don't know. That's just my goal.
Four!
That's it?
Four. Whatever. You were closest. Four.
Oh, thank you. I win.
Kind of winning.
Thank you.
Winning. Hashtag winning. Yeah. All right. There's a lot of winning going on here. All right. I don't know if my questions were that interesting, but it is
they
before the holidays.
To me, at least, so.
Happy holidays. Do you? All right. Well, if you're looking for the best gift to buy your friends, what are we going to buy? We're going to buy them for $1. The Sack app.
I'll
capital SAC on iTunes and Google, and we're going to go download that for our friends. Make sure they stay sexually healthy.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree. No, I think that's
great. Wrap it up.
I think it's great.
Wrap it up. 5,000 challenge.
Right.
Test challenge. Yep. And we're all going to go where on New Year's Eve? The House of Blues to see Dr. Sarah with Chris Harris Productions. It's going to be a good night. I think Dave Larkin will be there. I can't wait to see his face and get him a lot of Jack. Right? All right. You guys, Merry Christmas. We're going to be back in the new year. We have a lot of great guests coming up. It's been a little off this last couple weeks, but I can't wait to get back. And happy holidays. Thanks, guys, for co-hosting with me.
Oh, thanks for having us.
All right. Have a good night.